Following an active weather weekend and start to the week, things have settled down quite nicely across the region. In fact, the weather is quiet across the eastern half of the nation. There is very little weather activity on the map late on this Wednesday afternoon. And for us, it's been a very nice Wednesday, at least in most areas. We've had bright sunshine from the capital region on south, with temperatures that have moved up into the 70s to right around 80 degrees. Across the North Country, though, it's been a bit of a different story as clouds have been filling in through the day. Those clouds are spilling in from Canada and are in association with a cold front that will sweep across the region tonight into tomorrow morning. So those clouds will tend to increase across the entire area as we work through the next few hours. And there's the chance for a few passing showers as that front comes through tonight. However, the front is fairly moisture-starved, and you can feel the air is not nearly as humid as it was over the weekend, so there's really no major threat for torrential downpours, but just a few passing showers as that front comes through tonight into very early tomorrow. And tomorrow may start off a bit gloomy with clouds lingering into the morning. However, as the day moves along, the clouds will break up and the sunshine will come through. But overall, the day is going to have a real fall feel, with temperatures only in the 60s in most areas for highs. We may even see a few of our coldest locations in the Adirondacks fail to reach the 60-degree mark tomorrow afternoon. By tomorrow night, high pressure will settle directly overhead, and that's going to result in a clear and cold night for this time of year, as temperatures will fall back into the 30s and 40s. So in some of our colder locations, it's possible that we will have our first frost of the season, and that's certainly something that you will want to keep in mind if you have any plants that are sensitive to cold weather. By Friday, we will start off cold, but we will end up with temperatures back up into the 60s to right around 70 degrees under bright sunny skies, and it will warm up a little bit further as we work into Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, chance of passing showers, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, any early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, cooler, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville, tonight variably cloudy with the chance of a passing shower, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, much cooler, high in the lower to mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, cooler, high in the lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, early clouds will give way to increasing sunshine, much cooler, high in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, high in the 60s and lower 70s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.